7:17 in the morning, 8 above, Y94, the number one hit music station. Group therapy on the show. Beth, looking for your help today at 2378. You can text 35270 to get to the Playhouse as well. Twitter, Facebook, that always works. Beth, what are we talking about today in group therapy?
Okay, well, this is a pretty typical situation, I'm sure, but it's new to me, so I'm not really sure how to deal with it. So I thought I would ask what other people thought. My ex-husband and I, we got divorced in July. So this is going to be our first Christmas as a split family. And he makes a lot more money than I do. And, I just know him like he's going to go all out for Christmas. Like it's a competition or something because that's the way he is. But I'm not in a financial situation where I can play that game. I literally cannot afford to play that game. I don't have the resources to do that. But I'm, and maybe this is silly, I'm just really worried about my kids feeling like daddy's Christmas is more fun than mommy's Christmas, you know?
So how old are your kids?
They are 6 and 9. So they're still at that age where presents are king, you know, that's Christmas to them. So
yeah.
I don't see a way around it. I just don't know how to deal with it at all. I mean, I don't know what I can do to make sure that they don't, you know, feel like they're getting shafted with the Christmas that I can provide them and that they don't remember that daddy's Christmas is better than mine.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Beth. I refuse to believe there's not a couple of people in driving to work this morning and getting ready, whatever the case might be, that are sitting there and listening and going, oh, my God, that's... Yeah, I've been there and have some advice. There's those people out there. I know there's people that have thoughts on that. Basically, it's this, if you didn't quite get it. So, Beth, she's relatively freshly divorced, and she's concerned that her ex-husband is going to use Christmas as an opportunity to kind of buy affection, spend a lot more money than she's able to on gifts. How would you deal with that? Maybe how did you deal with that if you were in a similar situation? 237, it's... It texts 35270. Of do you just, you know, do what you can do and let him do what he's going to do and just ignore it? Or is there an alternative of some kind? I don't know. 237 hits.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You'll cheer, you'll cry, you might even get a cheap laugh or two.
Love it.
Entertain me. Let's get to work, people.
Y94.
The Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station, Playhouse Group Therapy at 237. It's, you know, is text 35270 for Beth this morning. If you missed it, here's a quick recap of what she had to say.
My ex-husband and I, we got divorced in July. So this is going to be our first Christmas as a split family. And he makes a lot more money than I do. And, I just know him like, he's going to go all out for Christmas. Like, it's a competition or something because that's the way he is. But I'm not in a financial situation where I can play that game. I literally cannot afford to play that game. I don't have the resources to do that. But I'm, and maybe this is silly, I'm just really worried about my kids feeling like daddy's Christmas is more fun than mommy's Christmas, you know?
So how old are your kids?
They are 6 and 9.
So ages 6 and 9 are the kids, and Beth is concerned that this Christmas she's going to have to play what is often referred to, at least I've heard it called, the Christmas competition with her ex-husband.
Yes.
Where it's, oh, well, I make more than you do, so I'm going to put more under the tree, and they're going to have more fun at my house because I'm a D. You ever deal with this? How do you deal with it? 237, it's you text 35270. It's on Facebook, too. Lane says... Let him do what he wants. Children aren't stupid. They'll figure it out eventually. Elizabeth posts on the Playhouse Facebook page, ex-husbands are all bitches and it doesn't get better. Are we seeing some text too, Rat?
Different point. Somebody said, if you guys just separated, you will learn that it doesn't really matter. Let him get them whatever he does. chances are you will benefit from whatever he gets. Maybe it's a game system that they're going to play. Kids quickly forget who gave them presents and quickly look at them as their possessions. A little bit longer one, somebody said, don't worry about the money. It's all about the memories. Think back to when you were little. You remember what you got for gifts, or do you remember going places and doing things? Make cookies with them. Decorate the tree with them. Show them it's not all about the money, and Christmas is about being together. Watch movies with them and just laugh and have fun. I have a 17, 15, and 12-year-old, and I can tell you they are well aware as to the fact that their father tries to buy them. It took them a while, but they'll come around and they'll tell you today they're much happier with the memories than the gifts they've gotten. Toys get broken. Memories last forever.
You know, and I don't know if it helps, Beth. I didn't think to ask this, but ages 6 and 9, I'm going to be careful how I say this. There's a chance where those wouldn't be from your husband anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So maybe it's not necessarily a relevant problem. I don't know. And what were you thinking for her?
Oh, I was going to say that we had a similar situation, and keeping a treasure hunt with hidden clues and whatnot really worked out well and made it fun for them.
Okay, so you were in a situation where maybe there was less things than there was in another house, and you dressed it up with, a game. It wasn't just, well, okay, look, here's the tree and here's the stuff under the tree. Let's sit down and do this. There was a treasure hunt and more involved. It was just more of an event and more about the experience you were having as a family and not necessarily what was sitting there under the tree. Some more of those texts, Rat.
You sit back and teach your children the real reason for Christmas. Right now, they may think Daddy's Christmas is more fun, but trust me, knowing you are raising your children to believe in Christ and grow up giving to others and knowing family lasts a lot longer than toys do will give more joy than you know. Plus, your kids, when they get older, will remember making cookies with Mommy more than that brand new iPod. Somebody else said, I hate to say it, but there's nothing you can do. Just know that your kids will see through it eventually. As they get older, they know who the real parent is. It is not going to make a difference who buys the most expensive gifts. Spend quality time with your children. That is way more important to them than gifts, especially in the split family. I know I'm in the same situation, and I'm the dad. Another person said, my ex and I set a spending limit so that way we can be fair. We also talk about what we are getting so we don't cross over on presents.
You have any other thoughts on this group therapy situation? Basically, she is concerned that her and her ex-husband are basically going to be competing over holiday gifts. More things under the tree at his house, da-da-da-da-da. He's going to wave his money around and try to buy their affection. Have you ever dealt with that before?
Another great point. Somebody else said, take credit for half the gifts he gets.
Well, you could do that, too. Any thoughts you didn't hear that you're like, oh, my God, how's nobody said this yet? Certainly 237, it's you text 35270, Maroon 5 Animals in a couple of minutes as well.
The Morning Playhouse.
I need you every day. Y94.
Well, happy Tuesday. The Playhouse airs here on Y94, the number one hit music station. Get you qualified here in just a couple of minutes for that Playhouse Plane to Paradise, powered by Mommy's Maternity and Nursing. That cue to call within the next 5 minutes. So make sure you have your phone ready for that. Now, a little while ago on the show, Beth was on in group therapy, and she was looking for advice on this. In the summertime, got divorced from her now ex-husband, and she's a little bit concerned since there's a little bit of animosity there, some bitterness still, that he is going to use Christmas as an opportunity to try to buy some affection from their 6 and 9-year-olds. So she's expecting him to spend a lot of money on Christmas. Financially, she says, I just can't play that game with him. Has anyone ever been in the Christmas competition before? Do you have any advice for me? Still some pretty good texts for her trickling in, it looks like.
Somebody says, do something special with the kids. My ex doesn't do anything but send a box of presents, and the kids couldn't care less what's in that box, but are more thrilled to spend time with my boyfriend and I. A husband's ex-wife is the same way. She can't pay child support, but boy, that kid has every name brand under the sun. You'll quickly learn that game is theirs and not yours to play. Another says, I was the child in this situation when I was younger. The gifts I got from my mom, who had less money, always meant more because they had more thought put into them than my dad's did. Anyone can buy something quick from the store or just write a check, but it truly is the thought that counts.
You ever been in the Christmas competition? Do you have some advice? I'm hoping you do.
Yeah, I was just going to say that when my kids got older, I asked them to write for a Christmas gift. I asked them to write what their favorite memories were. And so as an adult looking back at kids, everything that my kids mentioned, and they didn't do this together, had to do with memories of doing something. So like even, you know, finding something to do with the kids that they've never done before, like going on a sleigh ride or, you know, going somewhere and experiencing something with them.
It was another instance where it was more about the experience than the gift in the box.
Yeah, but it was the ones that they mentioned, it was something out of the ordinary day things that you do together. You know, it was more like going to some kind of thing that they hadn't experienced before.
There we go. Thank you so much. Rodney, last text you want to grab it all.
You make your Christmas memories with your children. That is all that truly matters. Another said, my parents coordinated presents. Examples, my dad bought the game console, but mom bought the games and extra controllers. To this day, my sister loves the games and ability to play with friends. She doesn't actually remember who gave her what.
And you had kind of a good perspective that we haven't gotten yet, so I want to get you in. What were you thinking? Do you have some thoughts?
I actually do. I'm a 15-year-old, and my parents have been split up since I was little. And, like, you could spend, like, $500 on me, but, like, last year I got, like, I don't even remember what I got. So it doesn't really matter how much money you spend. It just really matters, like, how much time you spend with them.
So you can look at that and go, you know what, as someone that's been the child in that situation, I would much rather you just spend time with me as my mom or as my dad than hand me stuff.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I got last year, so I guess it really does not matter what you get us.
Love is not an Xbox. It ain't.